When we talk about the SAP skill surge, we usually get into these broader impersonal conversations about trends, but when you think about the average SAP professional, the impact of SAP skills trends couldn't be more personal. If you don't make smart project choices and pursue the right skills, you might find yourself with yesterday's skills struggling to find those new opportunities. So with that in mind, what are your recommendations to SAP professionals on how to stay marketable?
Well, it'd be nice if you could wave a magic wand around this, but of course, again, that's like prayer, you know, good luck. It might work for you, but generally speaking, I find a lot of the goodness in terms of what they can be doing is to find partners. I mean, the best way to grow a career, to grow your own career, to manage people, help, you know, their careers, make decisions about this, is to talk a lot, band together. You're not just an individual island in a company. You've really got to, you know, create affiliations internally. This is how companies, by the way, and going back to that project team question, is partner with boutique consulting firms, you know, with other small companies. They want to partner. A lot of it is networking, partnership. You know, don't just look for this, you know, this open market. And that's also what you can do internally as well. Is if I were most people in SAP right now, I'd go narrow. It's against the grain in terms of skills, specializations. It's against the grain of what you want to do in a recession when you want to be more of a generalist. But I would say go narrow and pick areas, either functional areas, pick business process. That's a great area. Pick industry and get deep into that, because what's really happened overall, and I haven't really raised this point yet, what's really happened in terms of working in IT over the years, and the reason why certification pay has really been tanking for two straight years, every quarter by quarter, is that people are looking for, employers are looking for a much more multidimensional, broader skill set person in IT. They want technical skills, but they also want industry skills, familiarity with the customer, internal, external customer. They want, you know, solutions. If they find somebody who really has a pretty good knowledge overall as to what's going on and where the landmines are and stuff, they're not going to care if you're certified or not, but they like the fact that you really got narrowed down, and hopefully you'll pick an area that's hot. I've mentioned a few that are clearly doing well right now in the SAP world, but I think it's good to get narrow and very specific right now. The great example, I mean, outside of SAP is, you know, you have all these senior Oracle database administrators that had no trouble getting jobs for many years. They just kept getting more Oracle, more Oracle, more Oracle. But now, you know, they can't find, you know, they can't get an interview at a company that wants 5 years of healthcare experience and 2 years on patient record systems, or they're not even going to, you know, interview you. I think it's happening. It's going to happen that way in SAP, where they're going to want some basic technical knowledge, but they're going to want some very specific things in finance or control or quality or human resources or supply chain logistics. They're going to want it in their industry. They're going to want it with their customers, and they're also going to want you to be able to be more predictive, and even down to the level of a $60,000 or $70,000 a year person being able to really apply intuition and not just a body in a chair. And that, this happens, I think, which is when you specialize and narrow down. So don't be too broad and try to cover all your bases. Be, again, more of a look like a person that really is managing their career and has a purpose to it. Because I don't think a lot of employers are going to help you necessarily to do that. You're going to have to do that all by yourself, you know, personal career management.
I'm really glad you raised that point, because I think there's a general perception from the emails I get that technical SAP work is slow and functional is where it's at, whereas in my view, I see both functional and technical SAP career paths having a lot of viability, but it depends more on how, as you said, how narrow or focused those skill sets are and how cutting edge they are. If you find the right cutting edge area, whether it's on a functional or technical side of SAP, you can have a lot of success.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different BPM tools and project management skills you can have. There's a lot of different modeling tools you can choose from. You know, there's industry knowledge. I mean, some people just are more attracted to certain industries. I mean, I know people that work in the SAP, in IT and SAP in the casinos, and they love working for a casino. They love working for Disney. I mean, the product that the company is out there and the the image of that company on the market. It's called affiliation. A lot of people in IT are into it, either the affiliation, which is the company they work for. They're either in it for the money or they're in it for just, you know, the content of their job. It's always one of those three things, but if you can get two of those, that's really super. And it shows up in your work, too. I mean, a lot of people that I know who are good in IT that would bomb in a sort of a, you know, 50s Midwestern manufacturing environment, but you know, you go out, put them in Las Vegas in a casino, and they're just thinking about the customer. You know, they may even gamble themselves. I mean, they have a familiarity with who goes there, and as an IT person, that just makes you much more effective. It's just a matter of choosing whether SOA is going to be your thing, if business process will be your thing, if Web 2.0 is something you think is going to take off. It's, you know, it's not, or green, you know. Green stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of places you can go, but you have to really take stock in what you want and then choose the company you want, the industry, and then you can always add a number of different technical specialties later, but the most important thing is you got to have fun on the job. You have to like where you're working, who you're working with.
We're starting to run out of time in this podcast already and so much more to cover. I want to see if I can combine my last two questions into one. We'll see how that goes. One of them I wanted to ask you about was certification, which you sort of hit on a little bit already. Search SAP not too long ago initiated a discussion about the value of SAP certification that got pretty heated, so that raised a question about the value of certification. And you referred to this a little bit in your conversation already, and it ties in with another push SAP is making to flesh out the so-called business process skill set and the soft skills through their BPX community. And you have noted in your certification comments that one of the reasons certification is not as powerful is because there's this whole other soft skill set or industry skill set or business process skill set that I think SAP is still trying to define, as we all are. So how do you see those things mixing together and the value of SAP certification in the midst of all that?
Well, I can tell you that certification, that industry has largely been an infrastructure industry. It was created by a number of vendors to support their products. Certification divisions and companies are typically in their sales and marketing departments, for instance. And it's heavily been about networks, you know, computer systems, security, you know, deep technical areas, and they continue to be. But as you know, the internet created this whole wave of IT jobs having to do with applications, customer, you know, facing jobs. And, you know, all of a sudden applications, to be a good application developer or maintenance or support person didn't require that kind of deep technical in-your-face knowledge that security, networks, and all of that required. It required a lot of brilliance in other areas. That's one of the reasons why I won't get into detail, but I could show you going back 10 years looking at just how the applications, the database, the networking, the security, the web development, you know, every different category. We have about 30 different categories, and how they all have reacted to economic conditions, to basically trends with vendors, trends with jobs. And I can show you that, you know, certification will always have a play in certain areas of IT jobs, but so many more IT jobs have been created that are not in these infrastructure areas but are in applications, architecting, project management, business intelligence, analytics. All of these jobs, and these are all possibilities for people in SAP right now. There are, you know, SAP is just a microcosm of the rest of IT, and in that regard, you know, to this point, we haven't been following SAP certifications because people haven't asked us for information about SAP certifications. They've pretty much been wanting to know more about SAP skills, and we have, you know, 1,400 customers for our research, and we have 2,000 research partners that provide all of this great information for us, and we pretty much go where they want us to go, and they haven't been asking for SAP certification yet. That could change.
Makes sense. Damir, do you have any questions you'd like to pose to David that we haven't covered?
Sure. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the competitive scenario. Certainly one ramification of the skills shortage, potential ramification, is that SAP's momentum might slow down a little bit, especially in the U.S., where SAP is already struggling a little bit. So, David, is there any way you can speak to the way in which the shortage might transfer some momentum over to Oracle or maybe even Salesforce.com on software as a service front? Or are these questions really separate from the issue of marketplace momentum?
Well, they're sort of both. They're market and also they're separate. Don't forget, Oracle is not divorced from SAP. I mean, there's a lot of Oracle in, you know, around SAP initiatives and implementations and stuff like that. Which is true of all vendors. They're your friends, they're your enemies, they're your friends, they're your enemies. It all depends who's merging what and who's trying to buy what company out there. I would say that when I was at Sapphire, I can tell you my experience, when I was speaking to people there, representatives from SAP, they distinctly were not talking to me about the United States. They talked about Canada, they talked about Latin America, they talked about Asia Pacific, but there wasn't much talk about the United States market. So I know that from a shareholder point of view, which is where I think management goes in decisions, they're looking at growth, it looks like, in Latin America and some other countries right there. And they want to make sure that they get that right, because it's hard to fix things. It's much easier to start, like architecture, it's a lot easier to start architecting from the very beginning on a clean sheet of paper than it is to come in after something's in place and re-architect it. So I'd say now, for the most part, there I get a feeling that there's more attention SAP is paying to other continents right now, which isn't to say that they're not paying attention to the United States as well. But the other part about competing companies, Oracle also, as an example, in other companies, they're having talent war issues too. I mean, these are not specific to SAP. Right now, you've got a consumer price index that's up 3.9% in April to what it was last year. It's better than it was in February, by the way. You have a consumer confidence index that was at 105 last year. 100 being, things are pretty good. It was at 105 a year ago. It's at 62.3 right now. You've got crude oil at $98 a barrel in February. Now it's up to $127.77 today. I mean, everybody, the elephant in the room is not competition so much as it is the economy. So the degree to which, as a vendor, you can understand that customer purchase decisions are going to be very much based on limitations, budgets that are going to be cut, headcount that's going to be cut, you're going to be doing a lot more with what you've got. And that helped SAP tremendously in the last recession. A lot of people just made the decision, we're just going to keep, rolling with 6.4 and or 4.6, and we're going to upgrade, and we're not going to add new products and stuff like that. That's always good for vendors, stick with what you've got. So they're going to be all digging their heels in. They're going to be looking to continue to sell into the markets they've got. SAP's got a huge market. Oracle's got a huge market. They're in a pretty good position.
Well, David, I think we ran out of time, but you certainly gave us a lot to think about, and want to wish you best of luck with Foot Partners, and we'll definitely just have to look forward to having you back for an update on your research and some more exploration of these findings.
Thanks very much. You can get information on the document that we've spoken about today. The research is called the IT Skills and Certification Pay Index. That's the primarily what we've been talking about today. You can get more information about that by going probably to TechTarget or to our site.
Great. Well, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today for this podcast interview on SAP Skills Trends. This podcast was a joint venture between Search SAP and my site, johnerp.com, bringing you career answers for SAP professionals.
This is Damir Barlow, site editor of SearchSAP.com. We hope this podcast has given you valuable information to build your SAP career. If you're interested in the hottest SAP subdomains, such as master data management and human capital management, check out Search SAP's special report on hot skills, linked on the page that hosts this podcast. Thanks for listening.